Hallelujah. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to Romans, the 5th chapter. Romans 5. We're going to start with verse 6. It says, "For when we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." Come on and give God some praise. "We are saved from the wrath of the Father through the life of Jesus Christ, the one who laid down." See, if it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't even be here. God would have just smoked the earth and got rid of all of us. But he couldn't, because he loved us. The scripture said there's no greater love than this, that a man laid down his life for a friend. I thank God that he laid down, but I thank him because he got up. Because we couldn't have life until he got up, glory to God. I thank him because he raised himself up on this day and glorified himself and walked among the people, glory to God, and lifted up the name of the Father in joy and peace, glory to God. All of the long suffering that he had been through, it was over, glory to God. When he hung his head and died, it was over. And when he said it was over, then life appeared, glory to God. And God got up in grace and in mercy. Come on and give God some praise. It says that when we were without strength. Without strength means we didn't have the ability to save ourselves. We only had the inability. And that means our inability meant that we hated what God commanded us to do. And we didn't want to do it because we didn't like that love. We wanted something different. So our ancestors decided to make it different for us. Oh, the Holy Ghost about to break through. But God sent his son in love, glory to God, so that the ungodly can be saved, so that we can get up and have life and have it more abundantly. "For yea, I came with purpose. I lied down with purpose. And I rose up again with purpose. I came in love. And I lied down in love. And I got up in love. This is the fullness of the Godhead," said God. "For I got up with all power in my hand." Kobo-bo-shaka. "The fullness thereof. And yea, I gave unto my people this love that surpasses all understanding." Glory to God. "Didn't know the reason why you love me, but it was because of my love and because of my dying, saying, God, that I got up and I held back my wrath and I poured it out upon my son, Kobaboshaka, that you might have life and have that grace and have it more abundantly, said God. Hallelujah. Come on and give it. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We didn't have the strength to get saved. The scripture said the spirit was indeed willing, but the flesh was still weak. We didn't have any strength. Glory to God. I couldn't save myself. All of the people in the world couldn't do what Jesus Christ did. Glory to God. They couldn't lie down. That's why when Christ had to come, that's why we don't have to use the goats and the lamb and the rams anymore. Glory to God. Because we got the true blood right now. We don't have that blood that just lasts for a moment. Glory to God. We don't have that blood that's sinuous. Glory to God. But we have that true blood, that risen blood that got up. Glory to God. And walked among us. Glory to God. That's the love that we got on the inside. That's the love that make you love your neighbor in spite of yourself. Glory to God. That's the love that tell you to love the Lord thy God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. Why? Because we owe it to him. He paid the price and he bought us, glory to God. So the only payback we got is to love God and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Hallelujah. Like the song said, it looked all over. Couldn't find no man to take the place of Jesus Christ. Couldn't find no lamb. Although they didn't have no spot, they looked for the most perfect one. But it couldn't take the place of the lamb. Glory to God that laid down and got up again. Glory to God. They killed the goat. Glory to God. But the goat couldn't take the place. Glory to God. It couldn't abide with the lamb unless the blood came. Glory to God. And died so that all things can come together. Glory to God. In harmony and in love and in peace and in joy. I'm talking about a God that came. I'm talking about a God that wasn't prejudiced. I'm talking about a God that looked past our fault and saw our needs. Glory to God. This God that we ought to praise today. We ought to lift up our hands and give him some praise. This is the rejoicing that we have today because he got up on that third day in the resurrection of his power. Hallelujah. Ah, God. Hallelujah. With thy strength, in due time, the Messiah, he came as the Messiah. Due time was a period. Oh, God. Possessed of certain characteristics. My God, there's none like him. Couldn't nobody be. We can't be like Christ unless he come into our life. And God ain't going to force himself in. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear, let him open. I'll come in and sup with him. God said, I'll come in with my word. I'll cleanse you, glory to God. I'll prepare you for my love. I'll abide in you in my love. And you can abide in me in my love. You can go forth in this world and nothing by any means shall harm thee, glory to God, because my love conquers the multitudes of sin. My love stands sure, glory to God. My love is greater than any power in heaven and earth. My love is not sinuous, glory to God. What you mean sinuous? I mean sinuous mean that you can adapt to anything. You'll change your mind at any moment, glory to God. That's what sinuous is. But the love that I'm talking about couldn't change. It did not change. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever, glory to God. If you lift him up today, he's the same. If you're sick today, he's the same healer. If you're weak today, he's the same strength, glory to God. If you're sad, he's the same joy. He's the one that got up with all of that power in his hand, and he gave it unto his people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Due time. Jesus revealed to us. In other words, he revealed himself unto us at the proper time. He didn't come in Genesis. He didn't come in the Old Testament, although he was there. But he didn't reveal himself like he revealed to us today. Like I said before, he abided Hakoshaka in the Ark of the Covenant. And he was abiding in the clouds that overshadowed the children of Israel. He abided in the mountain Zion, glory to God, that no man can come near except to the one that he appointed, Kakoma Moshaka, or the one that he called. But God is calling all today because he died for all, glory to God. He called us and revealed his love unto us. It's no longer a mystery, glory to God. Jesus said, I come that you might have this life. It's not a mystery any longer, glory to God. But they that will call on my name, glory to God, from their hearts and lift me up and believe what I done on Calvary. Believe what I went to that hill for. He said, when you lift that up, glory to God, he said, I'll come into your life and I'll cleanse you and I'll make you whole. That's the reconciliation that we have, glory to God. That's the atonement, glory to God. We have this peace in us. We have this joy in us. That's why we can rejoice today. And the scriptures say, again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. His word, after he revealed himself, now his word, he spoke to all them prophets, all of them kings, all of that. Jesus was there, but he didn't reveal himself like he's revealed today. We receive him in his word. Through preaching and through teaching. Glory to God. God speak through us, to us, and out from us, his love. Glory to God. It's not sinuous, it's a true love. Sinuous love change. You let a Christian be found at fault, glory to God, and fresher get up and start walking. Looking for another place that they think is greater than it was here. The love that is here is everywhere. The Bible says in our hearts, it is shed abroad. Oh, somebody praise God. My God. Hallelujah. So I don't care where you go. If you love God, he's there. I don't care what your brother or your sister done. If you love God, you'll do what the scripture said. Stand still and know that I'm God. Come up, Oshaka. Lift me up, glory to God. The Bible said, forgive those who you think is wrong, glory to God. Because 9 times out of 10, glory to God, if they are wrong, are not wrong. The Bible says in the 7th chapter of Matthew, glory to God, verse 1, judge not lest you be judged by that same judgment. But God said this one thing. He said, love thy neighbor as thyself. Comfort ye one another. Lift up one another. Pray ye one for another, glory to God. Help one another. Lift up one another. Expand one another. Exalt one another, glory to God. That's the love of God, and that's the love that is shed abroad. Hallelujah. Oh God. It was a favor. Glory to God. I said it was a favor. A favorable opportunity that come from Christ. Glory to God. Could no man give you that favor? Only Christ Jesus can do that. Glory to God. I'm so glad he sent his son to take up that wrath. Glory to God. When Jesus came, let me tell you something. It wasn't easy. Glory to God. It was a hard way. Glory to God. It was a hard way, but Jesus went anyway. Glory to God. It wasn't easy, and right now it's not easy, but as you trust in God, if you confide in him, glory to God, you can walk in this thing with peace. You can walk in this thing with joy. It's not easy, glory to God, but Christ made it easy. He done already been there. He done already prepared the way with his love, and his love is abiding on the inside. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Holy Ghost. God is a hakoshaka. He says, for the ungodly. The ungodly. Glory to God. Who was ungodly? Ungodly men, ungodly women. Glory to God. Wicked man, wicked woman. Without reverence for God. Glory to God. Violating of God's demands. That's the wicked person. That's the ungodly person. Glory to God. And let me tell you something about the sinuous part of that love. Glory, they'll try to justify himself with the word of God on somebody else. Glory to God. To justify himself and say, well, I won't take all of the blame. I'll just take part of the blame. But God said, if you're guilty, you're guilty. Glory to God. You can't take part of the love. You got to take all the love. Glory to God. I don't care what kind of storm you go through, glory to God. You're going to need all of God's love. God's love is not separated, glory to God. When he got up with all power in heaven and earth. He got up in the fullness of the Godhead, glory to God. He wasn't separated from the Father. He wasn't separated from the Holy Ghost, glory to God. But he got up and he sent back the Holy Ghost unto, glory to God, to guide us and lead us along this life pathway. Hallelujah. It says, for scarcely a righteous man, just man, he was just in what he done. Glory to God. When he came in, it was a rough way. It was a hard way. Glory to God. They talked about him. They spat up on him. They smite him. Glory to God. They cursed at him. They called him a Beelzebub, a wine bibber. Glory to God. They said he dwelled among the whoremongers and the thieves and the robbers. Glory to God. But what they didn't know, glory to God, that love was commended, glory to God, to all. Glory to God. He came for the robber. He came for the thief. Glory to God. Let me sum it all up. All of the thieves and all of the robbers and whatever you call yourself was ungodly, glory to God. That's why he called your righteousness filthy rags, glory to God, because it couldn't stand up against God. But you need the blood to cleanse you and to make you whole so that you can love God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh God. He said, man, he said, for scarcely a righteous man will one die. Jesus died and he walked this way with great difficulty. Don't you know it was, you know, the greatest difficulty he faced was the wrath of the Father. That was the greatest difficulty, because he said, God, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. He saw all of the junk and all of the mess that he had to go through. But he said, nevertheless, thy will. Nevertheless, thy love. Glory to God. Nevertheless, thy strength. Somebody pray, God. Nevertheless, thy might. Glory to God. Nevertheless, my joy. Nevertheless, my peace. He said, let it be done, Father. I'm going to go on. I'm going to be smitten, glory to God. I'm going to carry that cross. And on the way to Calvary, he was in love, glory to God. When he fell down, he got up in love, glory to God, and carried that cross to Calvary's hill. And they put it up and hung him on it, glory to God. Nailed his feet in his hand, glory to God. Pierced him in his side. Put a crown of thorns on his head. And when he hung his head and died, he said, Father, it is over. I commend my life into your hand. But when he got up again, glory to God, he gave us that life that he committed into the Father's hand. Somebody praise God. That life, glory to God, is walking to and fro in us. That life is living today. And that's why we are living. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, but God commended. In other words, it was on his own volunteer heart. He commended. Didn't no man send Christ, but the Father. The Father sent him. I'm glad the Father sent him. Glory to God, because it shielded me and you from the wrath. My God. Glory to God. And if you don't know about his wrath, read about some of the children of Israel. He poured out his wrath upon, glory to God. And even then he had an advocate, glory to God. He had the keys and he had the prophets and he had Moses, glory to God, that stood in the midst, glory to God, for the grace. But yea, God still told Moses, step aside unless I smote you too, glory to God. But Moses remind him of the grace, glory to God, and he couldn't smoke the children of Israel, glory to God. God is reminding you and I today of the grace of his son, glory to God. That's why the wrath is not falling up on us. That's why we can live, glory to God, and have life and have it more abundantly. That's why we can love our neighbors, glory to God. We can love those that smite us, love those that hate us, glory to God. If you can't love the haters, glory to God, then you're not a child of God. But if you can love them in spite of their ways, in spite of their action, glory to God. The scripture said that love conquers a multitude of sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. But he commended his love toward us, to us, that in that while we were yet sinners, while we were yet ungodly, while we were yet unclean, while we were yet had the sentence of death upon our life, love stepped in. I'm glad it stepped in, glory to God, because I know now I didn't want to die, but I just didn't know it then, glory to God. But I know it right now. The reason that he got up, glory to God, he got up with that purpose, glory to God, for you and I, so that we can be saved and we can have his life. That's the only way that we're going to make it. We're going to make it, glory to God, and it's going to be a hard way. It's going to be, glory to God, a difficult way, just like it was for Jesus. It's going to be difficult for you and I, but if we walk in his righteousness, if we walk uprightly before him, if we call on him, glory to God, he said, I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. That means he'll show you the way, glory to God. He'll show you how to do it. He'll show you what to say, glory to God. Why? Because the Holy Ghost, glory to God, will do the leading and the guiding, glory to God, and tell us how to shed this love abroad, glory to God. See, this love ain't about this. I know Jesus, glory to God. You can know, I don't know how many scriptures, if you know everyone in the Bible, glory to God, what good is it if you don't act up on it, if you don't live it, glory to God, if you don't abide by that, if you don't lift up Jesus in it, glory to God, if you don't seek, glory to God, if you don't knock, glory to God, if you don't ask, what good is the word, glory to God? You got to let this word be shed abroad in your heart in this life. Hallelujah. Come on and give it some praise. Praise God. I think I'm getting ready to close. Hallelujah. It says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from what? The wrath through him. Glory to God. We shall be saved from the wrath through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He was the Messiah then, bringing the grace. But now he's a risen Savior. Glory to God. Living in this tabernacle, glory to God. He's no longer in the Ark of the Covenant. He's no longer in the clouds. He's no longer on Mount Zion, glory to God. That's one representation now, and it's the temple of God, glory to God. The temple of the Holy One. The temple of the Holy Ghost, glory to God. And this is the one that's going to lead us and guide us and reveal unto us this word so that we can go the right way in the right direction. Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. For if then we were enemies. What do you mean enemies? We were without strength. We didn't know how to attain life. What we thought we was doing was okay. I don't know about you. When I wasn't saved, what I was doing was okay. It was sinuous because I didn't agree with everybody else. What I wanted to do was what I wanted to do. And if you didn't like it, that's too bad. That's sinuous. So I ain't talking about jumping in the bed and all that stuff. I'm talking about the sinuous ways of the old nature. Komomoshaka, that's the one that commits adultery. Glory to God. The sinful one, the ungodly man. The one, glory to God, that don't want to hear what God has to say. Don't want to read this word and live accordingly. That's the ungodly man. You can have salvation and still miss heaven, glory to God, and bust hell wide open, because you omit, glory to God, the commandments of God when he said, live holy before me because I'm a holy God. Live righteous before me because I am righteous. Be a just person because I'm a God that's justified. Glory to God. Live upright and walk upright before me. Look not to the left and to the right, but keep your mind stayed on me. And when you keep your mind stayed on me, you will have that perfect peace and you will have that joy in your life. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I'll tell you another thing about this love. When you talk about this love, it'll make a change. I don't care whether anybody accept it or not. It will change the person that does not accept it. It'll either grind them to powder, or somewhere down the line, it will bring them out of that darkness into that love. Glory to God. And if you are a child of God, and if you expound up on this word daily, see, this is our daily bread, glory to God. It's more than the food that we eat. This food is greater, glory to God. It's the manna, glory to God, the word of God that's flowing in our hearts right now. It don't have to fall from heaven. It's already in, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's already completed, glory to God. It don't have to come from the east, glory to God. It's already within, glory to God. You don't have to look for it to the left or to the right. That's why he told you, don't look to the left or to the right, glory to God, but keep your mind stayed up on me. Why? Because it's within, glory to God. This love that abide forever and ever and ever. Come on and give God some praise. My God. Hallelujah. Woo, I don't know about you, but I thank God I'm not an enemy in the Lord. Glory to God. It's very difficult, but I'm not an enemy. I'm one who's ready to fight, glory to God. I may fall down like Jesus fell down on the way to Calvary's Hill, but he got up, and I'm remembering how he got up, glory to God. He got up by the power of God. So when we fall down, God is going to lift us up, glory to God. The scripture said we are troubled on every side, glory to God, but we are not in the strength. We are perplexed, glory to God, but we are not in despair. We are cast down, but we are not forsaken. Why? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our life, and it shall keep our hearts and our minds. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a praise. Oh, glory. Closing. It says, for if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God, but by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. In other words, God changed his life, gave his life for death. Glory to God. He changed that thing. Glory to God. He gave his life for the wrath. Glory to God. He changed that. Glory to God. So the wrath don't fall upon us. He changed that. Glory to God. He is the advocate now. There is none else. Glory to God. There's no more lambs, but he is the lamb. Glory to God. There's no more goats. Glory to God. But he is the ram. Glory to God. That's in the bush in our lives. There's no more, glory to God, shedding, glory to God, and the sprinkling of the blood. He did it all on Calvary's Hill, and it ran down from Calvary. Glory to God. That light, glory to God. That Zoe light that came down from God unto the lowest vegetable, glory to God. That's the life that we have, glory to God. That spontaneous life, glory to God. That spontaneous love, glory to God. That don't change, glory to God. But it's instant in season and out of season. Come on and give God some praise. He said, not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement or the reconciliation. Now that we have received it, now we can rejoice. I don't know about you, but this is a Trinity Day. I'm rejoicing, glory to God. You don't have to wait till this day, glory to God. Every day with God is getting sweeter and sweeter as you go along, glory to God. You should rejoice every day. Lift up his name every day and recognize who he is in you every day. And recognize that this temple, glory to God, is the temple of God, the living God, Jehovah God, the provider, glory to God, Elohim, the creator, glory to God. He's the one, glory to God, that heals. He's the one, glory to God, that keeps. He's the storekeeper. He's the high tower, a place that we can go to and be saved every day of our life and every walk of our life. God just looking for us to open that door, glory to God, our hearts and our minds, and keep it laid up on him, and we'll have that perfect peace. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Quickly, quickly. We're going to anoint real quickly. Quickly, come on down. Stand in the altar. Hallelujah. Come on. Praise God. We're going to celebrate this love. Glory to God. There's no greater love than this. When we lift him up, this is the greatest love. This is the greatest love that we've ever seen. This is the greatest love that we ever seen, my brother. Glory to God. There's not another. The scripture said we ain't going to find another. We don't look for another. Because right now we got it all. Forevermore. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. Glory to God. All of them children come down here. And the parents come with the children.